Hi, this is Tech Coffee for the 21st of February, and here's your daily tech shot in less than 2 minutes. SpaceX announces a plan to carry up to 4 private citizens into space by the end of 2021 or early 2022. The firm is partnering with Space Adventures, which has previously arranged similar flights via Russian rockets. Cost and other details of the SpaceX trip are undisclosed, but the passengers will experience a journey around the Earth before returning home. Grab signs a memorandum of understanding with Germany-based VTOL company Volocopter, with a view to developing an air taxi service. The agreement covers an exploratory period as the two firms investigate the feasibility of an air taxi service in Southeast Asia. Volocopter has previously committed to launching a commercial operation in 2022. Graupen says it will stop selling merchandise by the end of this year. The company cites a fiercely competitive landscape that is not always economically viable. Graupen says it will move away from its focus on deals and instead look to help customers discover local experiences, such as wine tastings at restaurants or painting classes at nearby stores. The firm has also made interim CFO Melissa Thomas permanent to the position. Barclays has been accused of dystopian Big Brother employment practices after it admitted running a staff monitoring scheme that uses tracking software to log how long employees spent at their desks and send warnings if they took extended breaks. The lender has been running a pilot program at its London headquarters that measures staff productivity within its investment bank by allowing managers to track when staff are at their desks or in certain computer applications. Sweden is now testing its digital version of cash. The Riksbank, Sweden's central bank, has announced the launch of a year-long pilot project of its proposed e-krona. The project will use distributed ledger technology inspired by the blockchains that run cryptocurrencies. This was your shot of Tech Coffee. Find us at onthismedia.com.